The other time, beloved,
we
were looking at the secrets of power. And we continue along that line today. It is important for you to follow this teaching very well. Instead of converting yourself to a slave of fellow human beings, it is better for you to have the power of God in your own life. Say this after me, say, I will not be a disgrace to heaven by the power and the blood of Jesus. Can you shout it again one more time? Can you say this again loud and clear? My life, hear the word of the Lord. Disappoint every tormentor in the name of Jesus. So having the power of God in our life is our birthright as Christians. Birthright as Christians. Whether you access it or not is another thing. Somebody can make a toothpaste available to you. But it's your duty to apply the toothpaste to your teeth. God makes provision for his children to access the power of God. Whether you access it, it's now your problem. And this is why we're talking like this. Jesus said, to those who pollute, said, look at this man. Said, have you not read in your law that it is written that you are gods? See, you have not read it. You are gods.
So
if they have allocated you as a god, but you do not access it, it's not the fault of heaven. The scarcity of the power of God in any generation, it's not the fault of God. It's due to the inability of people who wish to access that power. As you are there now, you can demonstrate the power of God anywhere you go. You can demonstrate the power of God anywhere you go. You can be a champion anywhere you go. And this is a very, very serious situation. A mother called a little girl of 11. So go and buy crayfish. And she's spat on the floor. So before it dries up, make sure you get here. You need to get both anyway. To the market. She bought the crayfish. And on her way back, there were some masquerades. She said, let me pass. Said no. So, my mother said I should come on time. Said no. The masquerade lifted up the whip to whip him. And the girl said, in the name of Jesus, let your hand remain where it is. And the masquerade hand remained like this. With the whip. And the girl ran to the back and ran away. Those who were following the masquerade, they scatter. It is when you have a problem, you know whether you have friends or not. Now when the masquerade is in trouble now, those beating drums run away. So the masquerade remained where it was. So the girl got home, gave mommy the crayfish. And mommy said, well done. Said, but mommy,
I met a masquerade on the way. And he wanted to beat me. And I asked his aunt to stay there. In Jesus' name. And the hand stayed there. Mommy said, quiet. Masquerade, hand stand up. Say, mommy, it's true. She kept insisting. So the woman said, let's go. And she followed her. The masquerade was still where the girl left him. With the horsewhip like this. Hand up. Say, mommy, that's the man. You are the one that spoke and the hand went like that. It's okay, go there and ask the hand to come down. So she now walks majestically to the front of the masquerade. So next time you see me, don't try to beat me again. Do you understand? In the name of Jesus, let the hand come down. It was then the hand of the masquerade came down. That is the power of God we're supposed to demonstrate. We're supposed to demonstrate them. Not running away from the enemy. Not you are in the bus. Somebody blows one magic chemical in the bus. And everybody sleeps off. Including the believer. Having the power of God is a battle. As a Christian. When there is no power, there will be struggling. But when there is power, there is no struggle. You really cannot survive without the power of God in your life. I've seen believers. They slap them with charms. And decay started. Decay. A Christian. A deaconess. The case started. I've seen people being attacked with a dream. And they could not confront the confronters. And they woke up with sickness. There is power of the enemy, beloved. And there is the power of God. If you don't carry the power of God, you are as good as dead. This is the most powerless generation of Christians since Christianity started.
Our
powerlessness is legendary.
The
tragedy is that Christians are being wasted every day. Because the Bible says the whole world lies in wickedness. This is a very serious matter. In school, as a student, they give you the lesson before the test. But in life, they give you the test before the lesson. May you not learn in a hard way. May you not learn in a hard way. So you need that power now. Blame this, blame that. It's defense against powerlessness. Most ministers have become inspirational preachers and motivational speakers. We have enticing words. The present day church is so spineless and powerless against the power of darkness, and it's a tragedy. Most of the serious situations that we're facing is due to our powerlessness.
We're
suffering today because of weak Christianity that we practice. Plenty of clever speakers, but very few prophets. Powerlessness will cause you excruciating pain. Powerlessness will make you a slave. You can give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. But if you hand over to Caesar what belongs to you, Caesar will keep it. The weapons of tear is just powerlessness. You fight back and show the enemy the stuff you are made of. This is a very serious situation, and I want you to understand this. We need that power in our life. I've shared this with you several times, but I need to share it again tonight. It was when this was still one plot of land.
This
is auditorium A. No office at the back, no MFM house. And my counseling rooms at the back there. There was commotion outside here. Let us see that man. We must see him today. It is compulsory, we must see him. I could hear my staff telling the people that you don't have an appointment. I was telling appointment, my feet. You must see him. I was having discussion. Then one of them said, if you don't allow us to see him, we shall burn down this place. When I heard we shall burn down this place, and I know how we sweated to put one plot there and corrugated iron sheet and stick. I said, let them in. They came in. Were three aggressive looking men. All three wearing agbada, wearing native clothes. I said, sit down. They said, no. So are you the general officer? I said, yes. It's okay. We are here to report one member of your church. He's a tenant in our house. He started living there 6 months ago. I said, okay, what's the problem?
Said,
is it very rude or insulting?
He
said, no. Perfect gentleman. Very kind. Say, but immediately it is 12 midnight, he will stand up and begin to speak one strange language like this. I will begin to call fire. Then the whole of the place will be full of fire. Nobody can sleep again. The air conditioners will not work because fire is burning. And not only that, since this man came into our house, nobody has been able to attend witchcraft meeting. One of them said yes.
That
his wife has been disciplined in witchcraft meeting because she's not attending meeting because this man's prayer is preventing them from going to the meeting. At that level, I said, I pinched myself to convince myself that I was not sleeping. I was not seeing a vision. I said, sir, are you saying you are witches? He said, yes. I said, but but if this prayer is blocking your meeting, don't you think you should serve the God he's serving? That is not why we are here. This is the money he has paid for 3 years. give it to him. Ask him to pack out
of
our house.
He
said, but why don't you people confront him yourself? So, because we don't know what his reaction will be at night. So you are the boss here. Ask him to get out. They dropped the money. And they left. I was so happy. In fact, it was one of my happiest days as a general
overseer.
There is a brother standing where God wanted him to stand. And the enemies are scared of him. Yes, instead of him running away, they are the ones running away. I'm praying for somebody here. Anointing to terrify your enemies. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roll agenda. Now,
why?
The secret to access that power is what is in Isaiah 57:15.
Which we
began to look at last time. Isaiah 57:15. For thus saith the high and lofty one, that inhabited eternity, whose name is holy. I'm reading Isaiah 57:15. But thus said the high and lofty one, that inhabited eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite
one.
The only friends God have
are
those who are broken. Like I told you last time, brokenness means surrender. Listen, beloved. The enemy cannot do anything unless your flesh cooperates with them. I said that again. The enemy cannot do you anything unless your flesh cooperates with them. The majority of the demonic attacks that we face will not produce anything of serious consequence. If you and I are broken, we are living a crucified life. When you reckon yourself dead to sin, the enemy has no place to climb into. And I can tell you last time, brokenness is surrender. Brokenness is sin. Your own sin as a big sin. Brokenness is allowing your own will to be broken to pieces. That your will is broken to pieces. When your will is broken, your responses are filled with the Holy Spirit. A broken pot can hold no water. A broken cell can hold no pride. A broken person, you will call your sin your sin. You will call it by the name that God is calling it. Acknowledgement of sin is not enough. We must obey God. It is much easier To be a Christian at church than at home.
Láti jẹ́ Kristẹni nínú ilé ìjọsìn, you can jẹ́ Kristẹni nínú ilé
lọ. We all know how to put on drama and act in church.
Púpọ̀ nínú wa la mọ bá a ṣe ń ṣeré orí ìtàgé ká sì dígbọ́n nígbà tá a bá wà nílé ìjọsìn.
But the way you live at home.
Ṣùgbọ́n bó o ṣe ń gbé ìgbé ayé rẹ nílé.
Shows who is in the control of your life.
Ni yóò fi ẹni tó ń ṣàkóso ayé rẹ hàn.
Somebody published 15 criticism, 15 faults against one man of God called George Whitefield.
Ẹnìkan ó tẹ àtẹ̀jáde 15 tó jẹ́ ẹ̀sùn tó fi kan òjíṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run kan tó jẹ́ George
Whitefield. 15 faults.
Àwọn àléébù 15.
People angrily brought the newspaper to George Whitefield in the morning.
Àwọn ènìyàn pẹ̀lú inú fúfù wọ́n bá mú ìwé ìròyìn wọ́n bá mú wá bá George Whitefield
lọ́rọ̀.
Ewo nǹkan tó máa kọ nípa rẹ kẹ́.
Wo
ohun tí wọ́n kọ nípa rẹ.
It took.
Oh, it.
He looked at it.
Oh, wo.
I said, ah, no, oh no. All these things they wrote, they are correct.
Sir,
I'm going to write more. So that they can have a complete list. The people who went there, they were shocked. Brokenness will change the way you receive rebuke, the way you receive criticism.
Ìwọ́pàlẹ̀ yóò yí ìyàtọ̀ nǹkan sí ìbáwí àti ìbẹnu ẹ̀gàn lóní.
Seeds.
Àwọn irúgbìn.
They contain the potential for fruitfulness.
Wọ́n ní agbára láti so èso púpọ̀.
But they can never bring forth fruit until they are broken.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọn ò lè so èso kankan jáde àfi ìgbà tí a bá wó wọn palẹ̀.
All farmers know.
Gbogbo àwọn àgbẹ̀ ló mọ̀ pé.
That life comes out of death.
Inú ikú ni ìyé ti ń jáde.
The life of the plant emerges from the brokenness of the seed you put in the ground.
Ìyé ohun ọ̀gbìn yóò jáde láti inú fífọ́ tàbí kíkú ti irúgbìn tẹ fi sínú ilẹ̀.
Fruitfulness is preceded by falling in the ground and dying.
Sísun èso ohun tí yóò ṣáájú rẹ ni ṣíṣubú bọ́ sínú ilẹ̀ kó sì kú.
So when you are open before God, it will lead you to brokenness.
Nígbà tó bá ṣí payá níwájú Ọlọ́run yóò fa ìwópalẹ̀ fún ọ.
You don't cover up, you see your sin as your sin.
O ní bó ra rẹ̀, ó rí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ rẹ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ rẹ.
Brokenness is the key that opens the door to revival blessings.
Ìwópalẹ̀ ni kọ́kọ́rọ́ tó ń ṣí ilẹ̀kùn fún ìbùkún ìsọjí.
Brokenness is not an emotion, it is an attitude.
Ìwópalẹ̀ kìí ṣe èrò ọkàn, ìwà ni.
It's not I, but Christ.
Kìí ṣe èmi bí kò ṣe Kristi.
He must increase, I must decrease.
Òun gbọ́dọ̀ pọ̀ sí kémi sí ìrẹ́lẹ̀.
The choice is yours tonight.
Ó kù sí ọ lọ́wọ́ láṣálẹ̀.
You can fall afresh upon the chief cornerstone.
O lè ṣubú lákọ̀tún lu.
The chief cornerstone.
Olórí igun lé.
And be broken.
Kó sì wó palẹ̀.
Or have the cornerstone fall upon.
Àbí kó jẹ́ kí olórí igun lé kó ṣubú lù ọ.
It is only through brokenness.
Nípa ìwópalẹ̀ nìkan.
That our lives can be acceptable to God.
Ni ayé wa lè di ìtẹ́wọ́gbà fún Ọlọ́run.
And be useful for God.
A ó sì wúlò fún Ọlọ́run.
That's why we keep saying.
Ìdí náà la fi ń wí pé.
The way up.
Ọ̀nà láti gún òkè.
Is down.
Òun ni ìsàlẹ̀.
The way up.
Ọ̀nà láti gún òkè.
Is down.
Òun ni ìsàlẹ̀.
Are you here tonight?
Ṣo wà ń bí láṣálẹ̀.
They are abusing you. Your body is still paining you.
Wọ́n bú ọ, ó sì ń dùn ọ.
You are not broken.
O ti wo palẹ.
Are you here tonight?
Ṣo wà ń bí láṣálẹ̀.
Anytime you see a lady or a man, your body is still shaking.
Ìgbà tó bá rí ọkùnrin àbóbìnrin, ara rẹ̀ yìí ń gbọ̀n. Oyin wo palẹ o.
Are you here tonight?
Ṣo wà ń bí láṣálẹ̀.
Secretly drinking alcohol, you are not broken.
Oyin yọ ọtí líle mu lẹ́yìn. O ti wo palẹ o.
Are you here tonight?
Ṣo wà ń bí láṣálẹ̀.
You don't really enjoy prayer.
O tilẹ̀ gbádùn àdúrà gbígbà.
You are just enduring it.
O kàn ń faradà ni.
You are not broken.
O ti wo palẹ.
Are you here tonight?
Ṣo wà ń bí láṣálẹ̀.
Heaven just takes you as somebody who is just going passing away.
Ọlọ́run kan kà ọ sí ẹnìkan tó kàn ń ré kọjá ni.
No vision.
Kò síran.
No dream.
Kò sálà.
No revelation.
Kò sí fíwọ̀n.
No voice.
Kò sí ohun.
Something is wrong somewhere.
Ohun kan ṣe ọ́ níbi kan.
You are not broken.
O ti wo palẹ̀.
Many people are praying.
Ọ̀pọ̀ ènìyàn ló ń gbàdúrà.
I want to see vision.
Mo fẹ́ rí iran.
I want to see revelation.
Mo fẹ́ rí ìfihàn.
No, you don't need those prayers.
O nílò àwọn àdúrà yẹn.
God himself is looking for people to use.
Ọlọ́run ti kára rẹ̀ wá àwọn ẹni tí ó lò.
But immediately you are broken. broken. All those visions, revelations, they are free, they just come.
You
don't need to start praying about them. They come once you achieve that brokenness. Unfortunately, a lot of pride, proud people are in church. A lot of broken people are in church. You go to the car park, you see Christians fighting. Some people fight because of seats in the church. Some, they come to a service like this, where God wants to bless them. They say, "Madam, take away the lipstick. This is not a fashion show. Madam, you can't wear clothes that we can see on the wear. You are coming to the Almighty God. Dress properly. Unbroken ones will be fighting at the gate. I can't judge you. This, that. I've been here for long. We started this place together. Story. Once upon a time, time. This is. We are talking about heaven now. Nobody cares how long you've been here. Brokenness is brokenness. The stand of God is the stand of God. The kind of dress you cannot wear to see the president of the country, you shouldn't wear it to church. You come here with your breast open. Who is interested in your breast? You come here, you open your chest and put chain inside. So you can see how much the kind of chain you are wearing. Who wants to look at your chain? This is what is responsible for our powerlessness. Powerlessness. Lack of brokenness. Anything God asks you to do, no matter how uncomfortable, you should be able to do it. That's what is known as brokenness. Brokenness is the taming of the soul. Your soul is now tamed. Brokenness is when you give abundant room for the Holy Spirit to walk in your life. Brokenness is complete submission to God. Brokenness is complete surrender to God. A sister shared something. A very top government officer in this country. She was going to one MFM church to worship. Painted all over. Giant bangua and everything. At the door, the usher stopped her. Say, "Madam, you can't enter like this. Harvest your jewelries. Clean away your red lips. If God wanted your lips to be red, he would paint it from your mother's womb. Put it inside your bag. You mean? If I don't do that, you won't let me in. Say, "No, you won't enter." So it's okay. I don't know what God has for me here today.
To
remove everything. Cleaned up everything.
And
she entered. Immediately she stepped her feet at the door. A word came. There is a woman here. They are attempted to kill you. But within the next 1 week, all the killers shall kill themselves. And that word was for her. If she has turned back because of jewelries, lipstick, it is when you are alive, you are applying those things now. Lights to your feet now. All eyes closed.
You will go and see the Jew.
with a loud voice, you will sing this song. Sing it loud and clear with your concentration to heaven. Send down revival, Lord.
Let it come within my soul. Holy Ghost revival. Pentecost and fire.
Send down revival.
Send down revival, Lord. Let it start within my soul.
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost revival. Pentecost and fire.
Send down revival.
Send down revival, Lord. Start
reading
my soul.
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost revival.
Pentecost.
Send down revival.
Send down revival.
Hallelujah. Holy Ghost revival.
Lay your hands upon your chest now. And with a voice that loves is our destiny. Shout this loud and clear. My Father!
Baba mi!
Break me!
Holy Father!
And remind me! Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.